The FBI in Peace and War. The FBI in Peace and War is brought to you by healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint every day, as millions do. The lively, long-lasting flavor freshens your mouth and sweetens your breath. The pleasant chewing eases tension, helps you feel better, and get more enjoyment out of what you're doing. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, Expert Testimony.
And furthermore, the state will show evidence that this woman's marriage was on the verge of collapse, and that she was well aware of the danger to her husband's existence from forces of both the law and the underworld. Expert testimony will be presented by special agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation conclusively to prove that Harry Braden's death could not have been by his own hand, and that this is clearly a case of premeditated murder on the part of the defendant, Mrs. Harry Braden.
Thank you, Matron.
Hello, Walter.
Wait a minute. All right, now. How are you, Cora?
How do you think I am? What are we going to do, Walter?
Well, that's what I'm here for. We only have 15 minutes. May I sit down?
Oh, of course. Sit down. Make yourself at home. Don't worry about what the DA said. He was just fishing.
All right. Take it easy, Cora.
Well, ever since I've been in here, I found taking it easy isn't easy. They've got me, haven't they?
So it would seem. Cigarette?
Conclusive proof. Expert testimony. I could hardly believe my ears.
Well, Cora, to be perfectly honest, you weren't very smart about this.
It was a nice time to tell me.
That FBI agent, that Mr. Stevens, that really was a boner.
Well, how was I supposed to know what he was? Harry introduced him as a business associate.
Well, I'm afraid it's too late now to make Harry the scapegoat. As you say, they've got you.
All right, you're my lawyer. What happens now?
Well, I've thought this out very carefully. And I think there's only one thing left for you to do.
Yes?
Throw yourself on the mercy of the court. And at the right moment, admit that you killed Harry.
Are you out of your mind?
I don't think so. If you do as I say, I guarantee you'll get out of this scot-free.
How?
Well, I thought that over very carefully, too. There's only one way to beat expert testimony. And that is with expert testimony. Now do as I say, Cora, and you're out of this scot-free. I guarantee it.
Memorandum to Stevens, confidential. Cora Braden, trial set for first week of May calendar. Would like you to be on hand at that time. Sign it, Nelson, District Attorney Basin.
Mr. Stevens, do you solemnly swear the testimony you give the court will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
What is your full name?
My name is Howard A. Stevens.
And what is your occupation?
I am a special agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Mr. Stevens, in connection with your work in the Bureau, have you been generally familiar with the activities of Nicholas Lucky Cucciello?
Yes, sir.
Will you tell the jury about your investigation into these activities, Mr. Stevens?
Nicholas Cucciello was a notorious criminal from Chicago, a Prohibition-era mobster. On one of his trips to Mexico City, he was caught and convicted and did time there, and was later deported back to the United States. In November of 1944, Cucciello came in contact with Harry Braden and Braden's wife, the defendant Cora Braden.
I object, Your Honor. No relevancy has been established allowing for the introduction of the defendant's name.
Are you establishing relevancy, Mr. Stevens?
I am, Your Honor.
Objection overruled. Will you proceed, Mr. Stevens?
It was at or about this time, that is, November 1944, that Cucciello and Harry Braden joined forces. Cucciello was spreading his organization to include gunrunning to South American countries. Braden was to head up this particular operation. When the Bureau was brought into the picture under federal law, our investigation began, and we created a system whereby one of our agents could transmit information from within directly to a central intelligence unit in Washington. Consequently...
Allow me to interrupt you, please. By transmit information from within, may we take it to mean one of your agents went undercover?
Yes, that's right. I knew from Agent Reynolds that Harry Braden was playing all ends against the middle and used that opportunity to call on him at his home the evening of March 28th.
As an agent of the Bureau?
As a business associate of Lucky Cucciello's.
I see. And Mrs. Braden was home at the time?
She was.
From your observation, would you say the marital situation was a congenial one?
No, I would not. Quite the opposite.
Objection! The witness is not...
No! Let him go on.
Order.
He's right. Harry was going to divorce me.
Now, Mrs. Braden.
No, I've had enough. I can't do this anymore.
Your Honor.
I did it.
Order
it. I killed my husband.
Order.
I killed Harry.
Back to expert testimony in just a moment. You know, friends, one reason you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is that it helps to keep your mouth feeling so fresh and clean. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint is really cooling and refreshing. Besides, the chewing itself gives you comfort because it helps to keep your mouth and throat pleasingly moist. Helps keep your teeth clean and bright, too. Try it and see for yourself. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum while you work, while driving your car, out walking, and in your home. See how this delicious chewing gum helps to keep your mouth feeling fresh, cool, and clean. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get some next time you go to the store. Act two of tonight's story on the FBI in Peace and War, Expert Testimony.
Your Honor, my client wants to change her plea to guilty as charged. Now, because of this, in her own best interest and in the interest of justice, I am going against her wishes to present testimony I had hoped would not be necessary. Under the circumstances, I have no other course. I ask the bench to summon Mr. Miles Hafey to the stand. Now, Mr. Hafey. Mr. Hafey, let me ask you once again. Do you know the defendant, Cora Braden?
I still refuse to answer that.
On what grounds?
I just refuse.
Well, surely it can't incriminate you.
Refuse to answer.
Well, Mr. Hafey, you will have to answer or this court will hold you in contempt. Your reluctance may be understandable, but you were subpoenaed to answer questions pertinent to this case. If you know the defendant, that is pertinent, and I direct you to answer.
Well, Mr. Hafey? I know.
What's that, Mr. Hafey? You'll have to speak up so the jurors can hear you. I cleared the room especially for that purpose.
Yeah, I know her.
And you also knew the defendant's husband, Harry Braden.
I met him only once, maybe.
Maybe?
Once. I met him once. That's no one I mean it.
How did you meet him?
He come to see me.
About what?
I forget.
Well, I will remind you, Mr. Hafey. He came to see you about his wife. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I guess maybe that was it.
You know that was it, don't you? What did he say to you, Mr. Hafey? You remember that?
What'd he say?
What did he say?
He said, hello, how are you, something like that.
What did he say about you and Mrs. Braden? Now, she preferred not to be in the courtroom for your testimony. You can speak freely.
Repeat the question.
What did he say about you and Mrs. Braden? He threatened you, did he not? He told you to stop seeing his wife, didn't he?
Well...
Something like that?
Something like that, maybe, yeah.
In fact, he used pretty strong language, isn't that so? Something like lay off his wife or he'd kick your teeth in?
Harry didn't say that to me. He wouldn't have the nerve to say that to me. I would break him in two and he'd... I mean, I...
That's all right, Mr. Hafey. Thank you.
I didn't say nothing.
That's all right. Now, let's get on with this. I'm referring to a certain night. The night of Harry Braden's alleged murder.
Where did you spend that night, Mr. Hafey?
Home, I guess.
Home?
That's right.
Mr. Hafey, I have here a photostat of a page from the register of the Midtown Motel in Parksburg.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I happened to take a little drive, got sleepy at the wheel, and decided to stay over in Parksburg.
A little drive of some 100-odd miles.
Well, why not?
You didn't happen to take the drive alone, did you?
Yeah, alone, that's right.
Well, this page from the register... The
people didn't say two people. We were smart...
We, Mr. Hafey?
Me and a pal of mine, Joe Riley.
Mr. Hafey, you are under oath. I have a sworn statement from the clerk of the Midtown Motel.
Okay, okay, maybe it wasn't Joe Riley.
Well, then who was it, Mr. Hafey? Are you not doing anyone a favor by keeping silent? Doing so may be very admirable, but it could cost the defendant her life. Who was with you that night, Mr. Hafey?
Hey, Judge, I have to answer that.
I direct you to answer it.
That was...
What's that? We can't hear you.
I said, yeah, she was with me.
She was with you? Who was with you, Mr. Hafey?
She, the defendant. Cora Braden.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I submit to you the reason for my client's strange behavior in her own behalf. Rather plead guilty to a crime she did not, could not commit. Rather suffer the extreme penalty of life in prison than admit something she dare not admit. Now, I submit to you that in spite of the so-called expert testimony provided here earlier, there is but one verdict for you to bring in, and one only. Not guilty.
Not guilty, huh?
That was the verdict, Dave, believe it or not.
It's pretty hard to believe.
It won't be after I give you the full story. Did you get that information for me on Miles Hafey?
Yeah, I just came through with my identification before your call. Nothing on Miles Hafey, but a record up to here on Milo Hefner. Description, everything checks but the name.
Milo Hefner, okay. How soon can you get here?
I can be on the next plane. Meantime?
There's nothing like overconfidence to breed mistakes, Dave. Meantime, let Walter Parrish and Cora Braden think they're getting away with murder.
Yes, Cora, I told you we get away with it, Cora.
Good.
Ah, that's fine. Nothing like a little freedom to brighten the spirits. What's that? Well, fine. I'd like that. Dinner at 7:30. I'll be there. Bye, dear.
Dinner, huh?
7:30.
Yeah, what about my 5,000?
What about it?
When do I collect?
Tonight, tomorrow, as soon as I do.
Okay.
Oh, if you'd like something on account.
No hurry. I was just wondering.
You know something? So was I.
What?
Well... You did a real good job in that courtroom, Miles. Real good job. I was wondering if 5,000 was enough for you.
Oh, it's enough. Just make sure I get it. In cash.
50,000 wouldn't be better in cash?
I don't know as I get you, Counselor.
No?
No.
Well, with her acquittal, Cora Braden comes into a fortune in money. Sole beneficiary of her late husband's estate. And that alone runs... I know I drew the will.
Yeah.
Also insurance policies and...
Sure, okay. Only where do we fit in?
It's Miles Hafey fits in. And just watch Cora's face when you give her the news. $50,000 to keep your mouth shut permanently.
When?
Tonight. I'm there for dinner. You arrive and lay it on the line. I protest and then gradually give in.
You know, the more I'm around you, the more I feel I need a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer, Miles.
That's what I mean. Only tell me, how could I do a thing like that to someone I've been so close to? How could I?
I don't know. But I have great confidence in you, Miles. Somehow I think you'll find a way. Somehow I think you will.
Back to expert testimony in just a moment. Friends, here's a modern, sensible way to satisfy that little hungry feeling you sometimes get between meals, especially when you want to go light. Chew a stick of refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum. You see, Wrigley Spearmint Gum is never rich or filling, yet it does satisfy your taste and give you that little pickup you want. Helps to tide you over until mealtime. It's one reason why Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum is the favorite between-meal treat of millions. Always keep a package of Wrigley Spearmint Gum right with you.
And when you get that little hungry feeling but want to go light, chew a stick of this good-tasting gum. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Act three of tonight's story on the FBI in Peace and War, Expert Testimony.
Hello, Mrs. Braden. This is Miles Hafey calling.
Who?
Miles Hafey, the trial, remember?
Oh. What do you want, Mr. Hafey?
Well, I want to see you, Mrs. Braden. I just thought I'd call and let you know before I dropped over.
Dropped over? You can't come here. I have a dinner guest. Besides...
I don't care what you have, lady. I'm coming over. Okay, Mac, the booth's yours.
I wasn't waiting for the booth, Hafey.
Huh? Do I know you? What's your name? How'd you know my name?
You'd be surprised what we know, Hefner. Come along with us. You're under arrest. All right, Milo. That's what I call being sensible. Dave, you know what to do.
Miles Hafey in person. Hope it works.
If it doesn't, you know the signal. Go ahead. We'll be waiting for you here.
Well, I guess that'll be Hafey.
Walter, I don't like this. What do you suppose he wants?
Now, stop worrying, Cora. I'm here. Go let him in.
Well, aren't you seeing him with me?
If you'd met him, you'd know better than that. His kind clams up around attorneys. Hafey'd never tip his hand if he knew I was here. No, you see him alone. Find out what he wants. If it's trouble, just raise your voice. I'll come running.
Well, all right, but...
Go let him in, Cora. I'll be waiting in here.
Mrs. Braden?
Yes. Come in.
Thanks.
I know who you are, Mr. Hafey.
Oh?
This way. We can talk in here.
Hey, this is a fancy place you got here, Mrs. Braden.
I'm so glad you like it.
Real fancy. It must be nice to be loaded.
I'm sure you didn't come here to discuss my home, Mr. Hafey. Now, tell me, just why did you come here?
You ought to know.
Money?
Well...
I don't handle financial transactions, Mr. Hafey. My attorney takes care of that.
Yeah, I guess he does. What's the matter, Mrs. Braden? You may be sorry I dropped around?
No, not really. To tell the truth, I was anxious to have a look at you. Mr. Parrish tells me you did a fine job on the stand.
Oh, talent.
Why don't you just drop around to his office in the morning? I'll see to it that he gives you your fee.
Mr. Parrish was right. I did do a fine job. Lucky thing, too. They had plenty on you, didn't they?
Perhaps.
Oh, perhaps about it. They had plenty, Parrish told me.
What do you mean he told you?
About your knocking off your husband. The works, he told me.
I knew Walter had too big a mouth. I knew it. Where does he get off telling you?
Oh, he's a talker, all right. I told him, I said, look, I don't want to hear about it, but he went right on giving me a life history practically.
Oh, he did he?
Sure. Told me all about how you were a cheesy little nightclub, Corrine, until you latched on to Harry.
All right, all right. Never mind what he told you. Now go on, get out of here.
Hey, that's no way to talk. Not to the guy who spent a whole evening, would you, at that...
Get out, you hear me? Get out! Walter!
All right, Cora, I'm coming.
Walter? Parrish?
That's right. He was my dinner guest, and he'll throw you out. Walter, your friend, Mr. Hafey, is on his way out of here.
Oh?
And for that matter, maybe so are you. What's the idea of letting this clown in on personal information?
Personal? What are you... Who are you?
Who is he? What's the matter? You blind or something?
Shut up, Cora.
Don't tell
this
me
this... isn't Miles Hafey.
What?
I'm afraid I misled you a little, Mrs. Braden. Or rather, you misled yourself. Mr. Parrish is right. I'm not Miles Hafey. My name is Reynolds, Federal Bureau of Investigation.
No, Cora!
Mrs. Braden, you really are asking for it. Let me have that thing.
I didn't mean...
Come on. That's better.
It's okay, Steve. Everything's all right. Stay there. I'll open it. Mr. Parrish.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Cora, for the love of heaven.
Oh, I don't know what got into me, Walter. I didn't mean to shoot.
It's all right, Steve. Mostly a mistake.
Mostly a bad shot, you mean. I saw her face through the window. If she could have killed you, she would have. Mr. Nelson.
Yes?
Bring Hefner in here, will you?
Okay, Mr. Stevens.
Hefner?
Hefner, Hafey, take your pick. Right in here, Milo.
Now, don't say a word, Miles. Not one.
He's said enough already. And I have an idea he's only just begun. Between you and me, Parrish, you're all washed up. I mean as one expert to another. Come on, let's go. Miles Hafey was the first to break under questioning at the station house, admitting his perjured testimony at the trial of Cora Braden. He was sentenced subsequently to a term of 10 years in prison along with Walter Parrish, who was disbarred for life from the practice of law. For her willful participation in a conspiracy to defeat justice, the Supreme Court of the state affirmed the judgment of the trial court in sentencing Cora Braden to the full limit of the law, thus closing our books on expert testimony.
Remember, friends, to help keep your mouth feeling fresh and clean, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. There's lots of lively, refreshing flavor in it. And you can chew a stick just about any time and any place. Then, too, while you're sinking your teeth into this good-tasting gum, the natural chewing action is helping to keep your teeth clean and bright. Next time you're at the store, get some packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get plenty for your whole family, because Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a perfect all-family treat. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. In tonight's story, Kathleen Cordell played the part of Cora Braden, and Walter Grisey was Walter Parrish. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Jack Anson Fink. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War, and the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you real chewing enjoyment, invite you to listen to next Wednesday's story, Winner Take Nothing, on the FBI in Peace and War. Same time, same station.
This is the CBS Radio Network.